Joining me today is Carol Johnston. She, of course, with the Kiwanis Performing Arts Society. And Carol, we've got another show coming up tonight.
We do. We have on Wednesday, February the 23rd, we have Martin Kerr coming in. Martin is from Edmonton, and he's a singer-songwriter, and he has been extremely busy during COVID doing community concerts. So, yeah, and he's a great singer-songwriter, has a very upbeat kind of music, and we're looking forward to him.
So tickets are still available for the show tonight?
They are still available, and they're available either at Pandora's Book, the Olds Museum, or online at KiwanisConcerts.ca.
And tickets at the door today will cost $40, but a lot of that goes back to the Performing Arts Society, doesn't it, Carol?
Yes, it does. Well, of course, it helps us pay for the concerts and all of the sides that go with it, the renting of the theater, advertising, etc.
This won't be the last show of the season. However, we've got a couple more coming up. Tell us a little bit what's still to come, Carol.
We have two more coming up. We have on March 31st, we have the Celtic Tenors, whom, of course, we've had before, and they're a group out of Ireland. We had them booked for 2020 and, of course, had to postpone that concert. They're just really a great trio and do an excellent concert. And then at the in April, we have the Carolines coming, which is a trio of young ladies who do a variety of music, and they're also very good. Baron, I just want to mention while we're doing this that earlier in this month, the restrictions exemption program is no longer in effect, so we will not be checking for proof of vaccinations. However, masks are still mandatory, so we would just ask everyone who's coming to please be masked when they come in.
Masks will still be required, however, the restrictions exemption program no longer in place there. And, of course, this is all happening at the TransCanada Theatre, and that's tonight.
Yes, it is tonight at 7:30 at the TransCanada Theatre. And it's going to be a great concert, so we hope everyone can come.
Quickly, I can't believe we're already talking about the end of this Kiwanis Performing Arts Series.
I know, and I'm working on next year, too.
There you go. How has it gone for you, of course, with this COVID-laden year?
Well, you know, actually, surprisingly really well. Both concerts, the October concert and the Christmas concert, we had a really good crowd, and everybody was most cooperative in showing proof of vaccination, everybody masked. We haven't been able to run our wine bar or the concession, and we will not be able to this concert either, but hopefully the end of March we can get back to it. So, yeah, we have been really very encouraged with the cooperation from people. I think everyone just was happy to get back out to see a live concert, to do something normal again.
Absolutely. Okay, for people who might want more information on tonight's show or the ones coming up, what's the best place to go to?
I would say to our website, KiwanisConcerts.ca.
Awesome, Carol. Well, best of luck with the show, and thanks for joining me today.
Thanks a lot, Baron.